The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The Full Symphony Orchestra and Choir.
If it's news about Christian faith or values, they won't carry it. We will. You can hear it on the Don Crow Show. Live from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios. It's the Don Crow Show on 105.1 FM WAVA.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. Whether you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, I highly recommend that you go to PassportAuto.com and find Passport's nearest dealership to where you live. And what a great selection to choose from. BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, Mini. And right now, Passport also has over 1,000 certified pre-owned vehicles you may want to consider as well. Again, find your nearest dealership at the website PassportAuto.com. How you doing, folks? Hello there, and welcome to another hour of the Don Crow Show. Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon, we get to talk about things going on in the world. I call them matters that matter, issues of significance that you and I need to get informed about. But the whole point is, let's get informed, and let's find ways to get involved, make positive, life-affirming differences in the world. And frequently during this second hour of the show on Fridays, we provide a feature we call Meet the Pastor. It's a program designed to introduce you, our WAVA listeners, to some of the area's pastors and Christian leaders right here in the D.C. metro area and even other parts of the country and the world itself from time to time. In this hour, I'm happy to welcome somebody that I've wanted to have join me on the show for some time. And when you hear the scope of his ministry, you'll understand why it's been a challenge to get some time that would work for both of us. However, we've been able to do that. I'm happy to welcome Bishop Darlingston G. Johnson to the station, to the show. And Bishop, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you, Don. It's good to be here.
Now, Bishop Johnson is presiding bishop of Bethel World Outreach Ministries International. It's a global organization that's planted more than 325 churches, 17 of them right here in the U.S., schools and ministries in some over 25 nations, Africa, North America, Europe, Australia, South America, and much more. He's senior pastor of Bethel World Outreach Church, City of Hope, now in Olney, Maryland. And we're going to talk about his ministry and that of his congregation and the global impact he's been having for a number of years. He's the author of a number of books that we'll mention as we proceed as well. Bishop, you are, as already said, a highly traveled Christian leader with a lot of global responsibilities. How did it all begin for you, and especially in terms of your own spiritual journey? I love to ask pastors, how did you come to faith in Christ? And out of that, how did you find yourself called into such a large ministry in your case?
You know, Don, I'm one of those persons who cannot tell you when I got born again, simply because from a child.
People need to hear that, by the way, I think. But go ahead.
Yeah, as a child, I heard the gospel, fell in love with Jesus, and just always desired to know him and to serve him. And so perhaps as young as 7 years old, I was saying I wanted to be a preacher, I wanted to be a pastor. We used to play church. My friends would be my congregation, and I would preach. And I just grew up always wanting to be what I am today, a preacher serving the Lord in this manner. I had a godly mother who prayed a lot, and who, through her, I got exposed to Oral Roberts because he was on radio. That was her favorite program. Every Saturday night at certain times, she would religiously listen to Oral Roberts, and I would be by her side. And we would lay hands on the radio and pray for healing. And so I grew up hearing Oral Roberts and begin to learned that this God that I wanted to serve was a God full of power and who was a good God. And that was his theme, God is a good God. grew up that way. I remember in the Presbyterian church, I was my parents attended as a child right across from our house. At about 11 years old, I stood up in that church and I asked the folks to pray for me that one day I may stand in that pulpit and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. So from a child, it's just been there, this desire to serve the Lord. I felt called to ministry. I'm from Liberia, and that's where I was born and lived in Liberia until I was almost 19, when I left Liberia to come to Oklahoma to attend Oral Roberts University, because God had just miraculously provided me with a scholarship and the ability to get trained as a minister at that particular school. And in Tulsa, I was exposed to people like Oral Roberts and Kenneth Hagin and these men who believed in a God who worked miracles with whom nothing was impossible. And of course, that inspired me and began to shape and form in me a vision for the world. And so I thank God for that journey, and we're still on it.
Well, it's an extensive journey. Talk about some of the countries in which you are working and have been. I mentioned to you before we came on the air, I was in Senegal back in 2009 on a Bible League trip, as a matter of fact, and then I was going on to Nigeria for my own work and ministry that I do from time to time. And some of the pastors we met with were under Bethel World Outreach Ministries under your bishopric and leadership. And I was impressed even then that here's a ministry that I knew was in Washington, D.C. area, had no idea it had all these other outreach areas as well. Talk about how that's grown through the years.
Absolutely. Well, as I indicated earlier, I came to the U.S. in 1977, spent 10 years in Oklahoma going to school, did my undergraduate, my master's in divinity, and my doctorate, but my heart was back in Liberia. And so as soon as I completed my studies, I returned to Liberia in 87 and thought that was where God had called me to live and serve. I would visit the U.S., but I would be based in Liberia. And we began pastoring Bethel there, and God was blessing the work, was growing. I think we were the fastest growing church at that time in Liberia between 87 and 1990. In 1999, I got an invitation, my wife and I, to come attend a pastor's conference in New Jersey. And so my wife and I came for that purpose. And while here, Liberia was plunged in a civil war. All airports were closed. Anybody who could get out was trying to get out. It created a huge refugee crisis. Hundreds of thousands of people lost their lives. But we were here thinking we had come for 6 weeks, and we were actually making our way back to Liberia, got to Maryland because I had one preaching engagement in Baltimore, and then we were scheduled to leave the next week. Well, that was impossible. All hell broke loose. The folks went into the Lutheran church, slaughtered hundreds of people who were seeking refuge there. So it was clear there was no way to get back and nothing to go to at that time. So we were stranded, my wife and I, with two suitcases in the Washington, D.C. area, and we began to say, Lord, what are we supposed to do? You know, our hearts were still in Liberia. And we heard him say, don't be refugees, be missionaries.
Wow.
In Liberia, our motto had become win the lost at all costs. And he said, I didn't limit that to Liberia. There are lost folks here. You continue to fulfill the mission I've given you here. And that's how we started the Bethel Church in 1990 at Howard University. Even then, we thought we were here temporarily, but God had other plans. Once we started the work, he began to bless it. But we had this opportunity to begin to seek the Lord, and it became clear, don't be refugees, be missionaries. And then I began to see I wasn't called just to pastor a local church, but to help facilitate missions and church planting in the nations. And so many of our members who were part of our church had also been scattered into neighboring countries, Sierra Leone, Guinea, and Ivory Coast. And because they had been trained to win the lost at all costs, God began to speak to them there. Yeah. They started cell groups. And I started to travel back and forth between here and going and visiting these members in these other countries. And that's how we started planting churches. And that became the beginning of what we are today, Bethel World Outreach Ministries International. And we've planted churches pretty much in all of West Africa. In just about every country in West Africa, we're there. In East Africa, we're in Tanzania, we're in Kenya. And we're in Europe, we're in France, and we're in England, and in South America, we're in Brazil. In fact, I'm going to Brazil next week. We're also in Australia. But all of that started out of what was a crisis. And God just used that crisis to enlarge our vision, and he's made it possible for us to do what we're doing now in the nations.
We're going to take a break and come back. I want to pick up on that and the providence of God, even in the times of seeming closed doors, reversals, whatever. Stay with us, folks. We're talking with Bishop Darlingston Johnson, presiding bishop of World Outreach Ministries International, senior pastor of Bethel City of Hope right here in Olney, Maryland. That's their website, by the way, BethelCityOfHope.com. We'll be back with more in a moment.
I'm Steve Reynolds, pastor of Capital Baptist Church in Annandale, Virginia. I'm also the author of the book, Bod for God, and the creator of the Losing to Live weight loss competition, which has resulted in tons of weight loss. Now get ready and be part of the annual Losing to Live 5K Walk Run, which will take place in beautiful Annandale, Virginia. Join me for this experience of fun, fellowship, fitness, and finishing the race. While you participate in the race, your children will really enjoy a special program called the Team Challenge, where they will learn how to have a healthy lifestyle. After the race, you'll enjoy a delicious brunch. The top three men and the top three women overall and 10-year age groups will receive awards. In addition, every participant will receive their official T-shirt. Sign up today at capitalbaptist.org. That's capitalbaptist.org. Or call 703-560-3109. That's 703-560-3109.
The next walk run is Saturday, June 15th. Sign up now at capitalbaptist.org.
With the tariffs and trade wars monopolizing the headlines, one bit of news that's been kept low on the radar is the dramatic drop in mortgage interest rates. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and as investors flock to the security of bonds, interest rates have been driven lower and lower, all to your benefit. So whether you're buying a house or refinancing, you've got to act right now while the market's still on your side. Home appreciation's up. Rates are low, and with Cornerstone's guarantee to meet or beat any competitor on this very station, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to eliminate your PMI, consolidate debt, do home improvement, or take cash out for any reason. Sooner or later, the inflationary pressure will push these rates back up to realistic levels. Call Cornerstone First Financial now at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221, or visit cornerstonefirst.com.
Some restrictions apply. NMLS ID 1832653, consumeraccess.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why? Or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts CLAIM to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting CLAIM to 88988. That's CLAIM to 88988.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye with an absolutely free consultation. Text START to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use advanced FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK for as low as $220 per eye. Text START to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's START to 350350.
We'll be right back.
The Don Kroah Show is brought to you in part by A-Action Home Services.
Need an electrician, plumber, or furnace expert? Call the experts at aactionhomeservices.com. 703-922-1900. That's 703-922-1900.
It's called Meet the Pastor. It's our intentional effort to introduce you, our WAVA listeners, to some of the outstanding leaders, and there are so many of them here in the metro area, and one of them with me now, Presiding Bishop of World Outreach Ministries International, Bishop Darlingston Johnson, a Senior Pastor of Bethel City of Hope, Bethel World Outreach Church right here in Olney, Maryland. And before we get to your books and some of that, you and I were just talking about your previous location. That's when we first met, I think, years ago, when you were in Silver Spring, and you say that's all changed now.
Yeah, it's completely transformed. We sold the property, purchased the new properties in Olney, and whoever bought the property has transformed it. Silver Spring has sprung.
Well, let's talk about, you've written several books, Light for Your Journey, Essential Building Blocks for a Successful Life, Anointed, I love that title, Anointed for the Marketplace, This One Thing I Do, Goodbye Worry, and your most recent, Grace That Overcomes. Let's talk about that one.
Okay. For the last maybe 12 years, I've been focusing my messages in helping the body of Christ understand the grace of God. Because, you know, Paul said to the Ephesians, this was the last thing he said to them in Acts. He says, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which will build you up and give you your inheritance. God and the word are the message concerning his grace. And I realized that that message concerning God's grace has not been preached, I believe, as Paul preached it. There's too often a mixture of law and grace. We're trying to balance the two because we're afraid that if you preach grace fully, you're going to be giving people a license to sin. And, of course, Paul was accused of that, you know, in Romans chapter 3 and in Romans chapter 6. You know, he said, I'm slanderously being, you know, it's being said that I am giving people permission to sin, but quite the opposite. Grace is actually the antidote for sin. It's a solution, not just to the penalty of sin, but the power of sin, because grace takes our eyes off ourselves and causes us to depend totally and completely upon the finished work of Christ and the presence and power of the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And the more we can take our eyes off ourselves and keep those eyes focused on what Jesus did for us on the cross and what he's doing in us now, undeservingly, by grace, we are then empowered by that very grace to live the life that glorifies God. But that message, Satan fights. And so I wrote this book. It's actually a devotional, 90 devotionals. But we have to consistently and continually feed on that message, continually remind ourselves on a daily basis of the grace of God, because it's so easy to take our eyes off of what Christ has done and begin to focus on what we must do. And then that undermines our faith, and the enemy takes advantage of that to defeat us. And so I have put this book together, and those who have purchased and used the book have testified.
Wonderful.
Of how refreshing it is and how God uses it to continually remind them that his grace is sufficient, his presence, his promises are yes and amen, that everything they need for life and godliness has already been provided by Christ. And if we can learn to simply rely upon this unmerited, undeserved favor given to us in Jesus, that is the key to the victorious Christian life. It's a powerful book. I recommend it.
Well, we'll ask you in a moment how folks can get it, but it reminds me, you know, I've said for years, we Christians, we human beings love lists. We love checklists. Whether it's in the political world, we have checklists for our politicians, the ones we like, the ones we don't.
Yeah.
And in the church, the first thing people tend to do is make lists, and it's always their list as opposed to someone else's, and someone will always give you a list of things you ought to do.
Yeah.
But it seems to me that as you've just said, that Satan hones in on whatever that list is, and he is the accuser of the brethren, and he really likes to remind me that I'm not keeping my list.
Exactly.
Or I'm not keeping somebody else's list.
Yeah.
And yet, there's a certain risk to freedom in that Paul says, don't use your freedom as an occasion to the flesh, But having said that, he really says, I want you to walk free in Christ.
Absolutely. And frees us from the law,
yeah,
or the list, but then ushers us into a powerful daily relationship with,
yes,
the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is so much more effective,
mm,
in transforming us from the inside out.
That's it.
So that now we do good because we want to, and not because we have to. We live holy because we desire to, not motivated by fear, but by a revelation of God's, yeah, love for us. It's so, so empowering. And I really pray that the body of Christ will get a more full revelation of God's grace.
Grace That Overcomes, how can folks get a copy?
Well, they can get it off of Amazon, that's
good,
for sure. You can get copies as well. You can go to our website, BethelCityOfHope.com, and you can order as well off the website.
Now, you have a blog, A Moment of Grace. What's that about?
Again, it is an effort to feed God's people a steady diet,
yeah,
of the grace of God. And so I just deal with a lot of different aspects of God's grace, reminding them that no matter what situation they find themselves in, grace is sufficient.
Now, talk about, if you would, how God has led you as a pastor through the years. I love to ask pastors their journey. You've already said that you knew from 7 or 8 or 9 years old you wanted to be a preacher. God put that call in your life. I'm sure you know of pastors, as I have talked with some of them on this show, who've said, man, God had to chase me for years before I'd finally say yes. Others have said something similar to you. I just knew that's what I was supposed to be. Having said that, it is a very demanding job. It's a very, well, you know, the Peace Corps has the slogan, the toughest job you'll ever love. I think it could be applied to the call to ministry and pastoring. I call the call to ministry the anchor of the soul, that when a man or woman knows they've been called of God, it will keep them in the harness through all kinds of stuff. Talk about that and the challenges of ministry.
The challenges are there. Because, first of all, you're dealing with people. People come in all sizes and shapes. and having to deal with so many different people,
yeah,
all going through different stages in their lives. Obviously, that is an impossible assignment. And I for me, this is where I think I've been blessed. Because I came to understand very early, this is impossible. So instead of trying to do this in my strength,
yeah,
and carrying the weight and the guilt that sometimes comes because we don't see the kind of results that we want, but realizing this is impossible, therefore I must trust the Lord. Mm-hmm. And if the Lord doesn't do it through me, it's not going to get done. So I have learned to truly rest on Him and see myself simply as an instrument through whom He is working. By so doing, I don't boast when things go well because I know He did it. And I don't succumb to guilt and condemnation when I fail because I never believed I could do it in the first place. That has given me the grace and the peace that I continue to walk in spite of the many challenges that do go with pastoring a local church, as well as overseeing an international church planting network. And so you got the responsibilities of the local church of pastoring, but you're overseeing pastors, and the challenges on the mission field, there are many. But God's grace, once again, Don, has proven to be more than faithful, and I've learned to trust that grace.
You know, we quote the verse, Matthew 28:11, where Jesus said, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. And then He said, my yoke's easy.
Yeah.
My burden's light, and yet a lot of burnout rate in New England when I was up there. I don't know what it is now, but that's just one area. I'm sure there are parallels other parts of the world, but they said the burnout rate for pastors up there was three times the national average, simply because of the spiritual challenges and the spiritual darkness of that Northeast corridor that seems to be there. But there are other dark places as well. I mean, we're talking about Africa, the challenges of pastoring there and other places. And yet Jesus really said, I'll carry the heavy end of the load. And I get in trouble when I say, no, this is my responsibility, and I try to carry what isn't mine.
Yeah. I think He can say it's light because He's going to be bearing it.
Yes.
You see, but we don't, yes, let Him. We take on responsibilities, yeah, that really He wants us to trust Him with. And we try to produce results rather than simply doing what He tells us to do, and trust him for the results.
I don't know where I heard it or read it years ago, but Alexander Solzhenitsyn, the great Russian writer, I read that he had said about something that he was very disturbed, very agitated, because he wasn't getting done all the things he felt God wanted him to do. And he said somehow God seemed to say to him, Alexander, whatever you don't get done, I've already arranged for somebody else to take care of.
Amen.
And he said that brought great peace to him to realize it wasn't all about him. And that God's plan is much bigger than any of ours could ever be. Folks, we're already at the bottom of the hour break. We're going to talk again in a moment or two about a couple of other things. But again, Bishop Darlingston Johnson here with me, and his book that we've been recommending is Grace That Overcomes. Get it on Amazon or get on their website at BethelCityOfHope.com. You can get it there. We'll be right back.
This is the Entertainment Answer. How does Eric Stone Street say his character Duke has evolved in The Secret Life of Pets 2?
Duke's more comfortable now because he knows he has a home, and I wouldn't say Duke is smarter, but I think Duke runs that perfect line of, is he smart or not smart? Because you can just kind of judge him and think like, well, he's kind of aloof, but then he says some pretty smart things every once in a while, and you're like, wait, hold on, which one is he?
The Secret Life of Pets 2, rated PG. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. HomeAdvisor can help get you started. HomeAdvisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. HomeAdvisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
Hi, this is Chris Craddock, and as a fellow believer, I would love to help you walk with wisdom through our proven real estate process. Please call us at 703-350-2830 or ChrisCraddock.com.
Hi, Don Crow here for Passport Auto Group. A family-owned business with a stellar reputation for superior customer service before, during, and long after the sale. A mission and goal to which they've been committed for the past 25 years. And now, when you visit PassportAuto.com on the web, you can take your own virtual internet tour to enhance your buying experience and help you get to know their dealerships online. Just go to PassportAuto.com, browse their amazing inventory, schedule a test drive of that vehicle you've been thinking about, investigate financing, lease options, and much more. Whether you're thinking about a BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, or Mini, or whether you're in the market for a certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport Auto Group is waiting to serve you right now. And I also want to tell you that as a longtime customer of Passport, I can assure you they do what they say they'll do, and they do it right. Passport Auto Group. Serving the Washington, D.C. metro area for 25 years. PassportAuto.com.
I'm Steve Reynolds, pastor of Capital Baptist Church in Annandale, Virginia. I'm also the author of the book, Bod for God, and the creator of the Losing to Live weight loss competition, which has resulted in tons of weight loss. Now get ready and be part of the annual Losing to Live 5K Walk Run, which will take place in beautiful Annandale, Virginia. Join me for this experience of fun, fellowship, fitness, and finishing the race. While you participate in the race, your children will really enjoy a special program called the Team Challenge, where they will learn how to have a healthy lifestyle. After the race, you'll enjoy a delicious brunch. The top three men and the top three women overall and 10-year age groups will receive awards. In addition, every participant will receive their official T-shirt. Sign up today at capitalbaptist.org. That's capitalbaptist.org. Or call 703-560-3109. That's 703-560-3109.
The next walk run is Saturday, June 15th. Sign up now at capitalbaptist.org.
This report is sponsored by Walgreens, 395 southbound, trying to deal with an accident where two of your center lanes will be blocked right at Boundary Channel Drive near exit 10. You want to exercise some caution there. Also seeing some crawling traffic for 270 northbound drivers where an accident in Clarksburg has the two of your right lanes blocked and the exit lane blocked just before 121. This incident has jams of more than an hour with a crawl from Sam Ike Highway.
This week at Walgreens, buy one, get one 50% off sun protection products like Banana Boat. Offer good with card now through 6/29/19. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
I'm Taryn Galbraith with traffic on WAVA.
Considerable cloudiness tonight, lows 69. For tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sunshine, breezy at times with a high of 83. rather cloudy. Tomorrow night, lows 66. For Sunday, clouds and a few sunny breaks. Breezy and not as warm, with a few showers in the area, and a high of 75. Some additional rainfall Sunday night and Monday. With the AccuWeather forecast, this is meteorologist Bob Larson.
The Don Kroah Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com. Don Kroah Show on WAVA. Meet the Pastor is our feature today, talking with Bishop Darlingston Johnson, presiding bishop of World Outreach Ministries International, a senior pastor of Bethel World Outreach Church, Bethel City of Hope in Olney, Maryland. That's their website, by the way, BethelCityOfHope.com. And the book we've been telling you about, he's written several, but the one you may want to check, his most recent, is Grace That Overcomes, available on Amazon and also on their website. We talk on this show a lot about the suffering church, the persecuted church being brutalized in Africa and elsewhere around the world. Nigeria, we talk a lot about these things, hoping to encourage and provoke advocacy and prayer for the suffering church. But talk about it from your experience as a person who is traveling those areas a lot. What's happening, and how can the church in the West be of comfort and be of encouragement and help to our brothers and sisters over there?
Yeah. It's tragic that, in fact, there is more persecution taking place now than ever before, more Christians dying for their faith than ever before. But, of course, those of us who are blessed in the sense that we live in nations where at least the persecution has not risen to that level, are so oblivious to what is happening. Obviously, these are the signs of the times, and Jesus said that this would happen. But as our brothers and sisters go through what they go through, it's so important that we identify with them. The Bible tells us to suffer with those who suffer. And if we can place ourselves in their shoes and just reflect on what it would be like not to have the freedom that we have, what it would be like to be hunted, arrested, beaten for our faith. If that were the case here, what would we be feeling? How would we be praying? How would we be responding? What would we want our brothers and sisters in other places to be doing on our behalf? I think we can begin to reflect and think in those terms. It'll become more and more clear to us how we can get involved to make a difference. Obviously, we're not going to be able to go there physically necessarily and stop what's happening, but we can certainly pray, and where there are opportunities to advocate with our government, with the United States, and other governments that have influence, to begin to place pressure on those nations that permit this kind of persecution against the church to continue unabated. That would certainly help, because where these governments may not listen to you or to me, they will respond to consistent pressure, I believe, coming from governments such as the United States and Britain. And so I would encourage our listeners, those who are believers, first to pray and really begin to intercede, and where there are opportunities to give, because there are groups that are working in those areas and that are able to help. And we can identify some of those groups that are making a difference and help support their efforts with finances. Those types of things can make a tangible difference, if not for everybody, for somebody.
What's happening in your own native country of Liberia? You mentioned before we opened the mics that there's some challenges there now.
One of the things Liberia has been blessed with is that we have not had persecution because we're Christians. In fact, the nature of the founding of Liberia is such that Liberia was founded by freed African-American slaves who went back and who took their Christian faith with them and established Liberia on the Christian faith, pretty much like what happened in the U.S. Those former slaves modeled the government and the values in Liberia based upon their experiences here in America. And so we have had, quote unquote, a Christian nation in the sense that Christianity has been the more prominent and prevalent influence in Liberia. And so we haven't been persecuted as Christians in Liberia, but sometimes that can lead to lukewarmness. Mm-hmm. And at one point, Liberia, the president of Liberia was an ordained Baptist minister. The vice president was the bishop of the Methodist Church. The third person in government, the Speaker of the House, was the chairman of the Deacon Board. So Liberia has this history of being quote-unquote Christian. So we have not experienced that persecution. But we have, unfortunately, experienced civil war. And it hasn't been based on religion, but tribal and ethnic backgrounds. That lasted for over 20 years. We did have free and fair elections. Ellen Johnson Sirleaf became the first female president of any African country, and she was elected. She served two terms. And we had another election more recently, about 2 years ago, and another person, our current president, George Weah, was elected democratically. But there, at this point, there's much displeasure, so to speak, and much opposition to what has happened since his presidency. The climate of corruption continues to prevail. And so there's a strong movement right now demanding change. And even as we speak today, earlier today, there were protests on the streets of Monrovia. We pray that those protests were peaceful. Yeah. I know those who are leading that effort have promised to continue their protests until change takes place. So I do ask those who are listening, please pray for the peace of Liberia, that things don't deteriorate. The change that needs to happen can happen peacefully.
We'll take one more break, or a couple of more breaks, but one real quick here and come back and move toward the end of the hour. Again, if you happen to be just joining us, I'm talking with Bishop Darlingston Johnson. He's the presiding bishop of World Outreach Ministries International, pastor of Bethel City of Hope. That's their website, BethelCityOfHope.com. They're located on Bachelor's Forest Road in Olney, Maryland, some new facilities that they have moved to recently.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is Voice of the Martyrs Radio. When Miriam and Marzia came to faith in Jesus Christ, they began to boldly share their faith, even distributing Bibles on the streets of Tehran. Soon they were hosting two home Bible studies. Their daring witness drew the attention of Iranian authorities, and they were arrested and thrown into the notorious Evin prison. Yet even in prison, they proclaimed the gospel to their fellow inmates. Miriam and Marzia continue to share the hope of Jesus with Muslims today and have written a book titled Captive in Iran. Join me in praying for bold evangelists like Miriam and Marzia and for the people of Iran that they would come to know Jesus Christ as their Savior.
Join the Voice of the Martyrs for the Day of the Martyr on June 29th. For information and church resources, visit vomradio.net/Day of the Martyr.
Do you need to sell your house yesterday? Did you know a cash investor will only give you pennies on the dollar? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. With our new 5-day sales strategy, we got our sellers an average of $46,000 more than expected. It's not for everyone, but if you have a house to sell now, we can sell it for top dollar in 5 days. No lowball investor offers. Call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
apply.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
The advice that she gives, if you listen to it, you do what she says, you'll sell your house in a hurry. Christy would get the house sold, and that's really what we were after. Our house sold in 3 days. We listed and ended up with $9,000 more than we were asking for the house. We were delighted with that. Everything was handled just in an incredible professional way.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
When most people hear the word leprosy, they wonder if it still even exists. But leprosy does exist. It's a disease that cripples and disfigures, sinking adults and children alike into lives of shame and isolation. The man with leprosy said to Jesus, "Lord, if you're willing, you can heal me." Jesus said, "I am willing." Are you willing? You can stop leprosy. Right now, you have an incredible opportunity to help and heal children who are suffering. Because it costs only $90 to cure leprosy in 3 people, you can be the source of their healing. Jesus said, "Freely you have received, freely give." Give now to help those suffering with leprosy. Call American Leprosy Missions right now. 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. That's 800-979-1980.
Or go to WAVA.com, keyword heal.
I'm Steve Reynolds, pastor of Capital Baptist Church in Annandale, Virginia. I'm also the author of the book, Bod for God, and the creator of the Losing to Live weight loss competition, which has resulted in tons of weight loss. Now get ready and be part of the annual Losing to Live 5K Walk Run, which will take place in beautiful Annandale, Virginia. Join me for this experience of fun, fellowship, fitness, and finishing the race. While you participate in the race, your children will really enjoy a special program called the Team Challenge, where they will learn how to have a healthy lifestyle. After the race, you'll enjoy a delicious brunch. The top 3 men and the top 3 women overall and 10-year age groups will receive awards. In addition, every participant will receive their official T-shirt. Sign up today at capitalbaptist.org. That's capitalbaptist.org. Or call 703-560-3109. That's 703-560-3109.
The next walk run is Saturday, June 15th. Sign up now at capitalbaptist.org.
A couple more minutes with my guest, Bishop Darlington Johnson. He's the presiding bishop of Bethel World Outreach Ministries International, also senior pastor of Bethel City of Hope, right here in Olney, Maryland. Their website is BethelCityOfHope.com, and you may want to get his book. I highly recommend it from just what he's described, Grace That Overcomes. You can get it on Amazon or on their church website. Take us to church, Bishop, for a few minutes. What will folks experience when they come to Bethel City of Hope out in Olney? And also talk about the beautiful facilities the Lord has enabled you to construct there just recently, I believe.
Yes. Well, we were able to acquire 60 acres of land on which facilities had already been built. But they're beautiful, and we just see, again, that that's the hand of God in making that purchase possible. But if you were to come to Bethel on a typical Sunday, you will meet an international group of people, easily over 45-plus nations. You will hear a lot of different accents, French and Spanish and English accents and African, and it's very, very mixed. And we're grateful for that because I think that's the way heaven is.
Yeah.
You know, all this diversity, but yet this powerful unity that we share in Christ. In fact, this Sunday coming, we're going to be celebrating the Independence Day of Congo. And so the ambassador from the Democratic Republic of Congo and some of his staff will be there, and some of the Congolese community will be joining us so that we pray for that nation and lift that country up to the Lord. But you're going to be an international group of people who love the Lord. You're going to experience contemporary and international worship. And hopefully you're going to get some good practical teaching. I believe that's my gift, trying to take complex things and making them simple and practical. And you're going to meet a bunch of very friendly people. And you're going to meet a church that's very passionate about fulfilling the Great Commission. And we do that through our support of world missions and our support of what God is doing, not just in our local community, but around the world. And I would love for those of you who are listening to come and check us out. We're there at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning and also 11:30 on Sunday morning are our regular services.
In this last couple of minutes before I have to let you go, talk about the church and its relationship to its culture. I've long said that the culture doesn't owe the church anything. The church owes the culture its very life. We're called to be culture shapers, culture changers, wherever we are. And we've talked about, we've alluded to the corruption in Nigeria, in other parts of Africa, your own country of Liberia, and different places. It's systemic in so many of these African nations in particular, but I've also said, and I've told other African friends, we have corruption here also. We just hide it a little bit better. And you said something interesting. At least there's some recourse when we see visible corruption here in this country. There's some mechanism for trying to at least deal with it. But talk about the church in this regard. Is the onus not really on the church when the culture goes bad?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Many years ago, upon my return to Liberia, after completing my studies at Oral Roberts, I was given the opportunity to speak at a national occasion. I believe it was the celebration of the independence of Liberia. And I asked the question, has the church failed the state? You know, because we had all of these folks who claimed to be Christians, who were in positions of power and influence, but who were not allowing the Christ in them to influence in a positive way the society around them. There are several extremes. There's one extreme when it comes to the relationship between the church and the culture, and that is the Christ against culture. Richard Niebuhr talked about that, where culture is seen as completely evil, and our job as a church is to remain as distant as possible and not get involved. Don't get involved in government. Don't get involved in arts. Don't get involved with the media. Stay away from all those things because they're all demonic. And so that approach calls for us to basically live separate from, be in the world and completely separate from the world. And then there's the other extreme that Richard Niebuhr called the Christ of culture, where basically culture is good and the moral norms of the church really change to align themselves with the culture of the day so that when you read some of the things that the Bible exhorts us to do in the New Testament, the Christ of culture would say, well, that was for that day and time. Those norms spoke to those days, but they are not applicable or relevant. We need to see what's happening in culture today and adjust or adapt to that. But in the middle, I believe, is the transformational power of the gospel to change and affect our culture. Jesus said we're the light of the world. He said we're the salt of the earth. Both of those are change agents.
Yep.
When light shows up, darkness gives way. Darkness does not overcome the light. The light overcomes the darkness. Salt changes the flavor of the food. The food doesn't change the flavor of salt. So Jesus was very intentional when he said, you're light and you're salt. And then he said, of course, the gates of hell shall not prevail. And of course, we know it means that the church is the one that's invading, so to speak. And so we're called to change. I'm familiar, and I'm sure you are, with the seven cultural mountains.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those areas that influence societies, such as government and arts and entertainment, media, education, business and finance, the area of religion, and, of course, the family. And those who are at the top in those areas get to determine what happens.
Yeah.
And so it's so critical that not only that we pray for those who influence those major areas as a church, but that we begin to raise up, equip and train, disciple our people to be able to go into those areas and bring Christ there, bring the light there, and bring influence there. I believe it's a responsibility that we have, and for a long time we've neglected that. I was blessed, Don, to go to Oral Roberts, and that was one of the things he instilled into us because he said God told him to train his students to hear his voice and to go into every man's world. And he would identify that, not just go into the world geographically, but go into the world of law, go into the world of government, go into the world of medicine and education, arts and entertainment. And there, let the light of Christ penetrate the darkness and begin to bring influence. The church has a huge responsibility.
Well, it sounds to me, from all I've read and learned about you through the years and now talking with you, that you listened well the grace of God. Thank you so much for sharing this hour with us. I really appreciate it, and we just pray God's continuing blessing.
Thank you, Don, for the opportunity. Thank you for all the work you're doing, in particular the work you're doing in Africa. Having been born in Liberia, Africa remains close to my heart.
Amen.
And I appreciate the sacrifices you and your team are making, you know, building that hospital how desperately Africa needs good hospitals. So may God continue to bless your efforts and just amaze you at all that he does through you on our continent.
Amen. Amen to that. Again, folks, Bishop Darlingston Johnson, and you can check his work and ministry out at BethelCityOfHope.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye with an absolutely free consultation. Text START to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use advanced FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK for as low as $220 per eye. Text START to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's START to 350-350.
Emmanuel Christian School is excited to announce the opening of their high school located in Alexandria off Edsel Road. A three-year expansion opens in the fall of 2019 with 9th and 10th grades, minutes from their K through 8th grade campus. Currently accepting applications for the 9th and 10th grade, this national Blue Ribbon school established 43 years ago is expanding to offer a comprehensive K through 12 program. Emmanuel Christian School offers a rigorous college and career preparatory program taught with a biblical worldview by exceptionally qualified and engaging faculty, offering dual enrollment in AP options, 5 foreign languages, athletics, and internships. International travel abroad during the month of January, their winterum provides for an immersive educational experience. Academic modules allow students to explore fine arts, STEM, and entrepreneurship options. They also provide a homeschool part-time option. Their multi-million dollar renovation offers a state-of-the-art facility featuring smart classrooms with one-to-one technology, science labs, lunchroom, and auditorium. Information available at icsva.org/high school. That's icsva.org/high school.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts CLAIM to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting CLAIM to 88988. That's CLAIM to 88988.
As parents and grandparents, we would love to have our children in Christian school. But financially, it's tough. That's why WAVA Radio is partnering with select Christian schools throughout the greater D.C. area to offer a limited number of half-priced Christian school tuitions. These tuitions are literally half off the regular price of tuition. Learn more and see the list of schools at WAVA.com. Click on the school bus or call WAVA and talk to us about your options for saving half on tuition. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, hello, everyone. This is James Dobson. Let me invite you to tune in to our program, Family Talk. We want to provide encouragement for families with timely advice on marriage and parenting. Proverbs 24:3 says, "Through wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established." Join me for Family Talk.
Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson, weeknights at 6:30 on WAVA.
Thank you.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Cornerstone First Financial. Call Mark Livingstone and the team at Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221 or visit them on the web at cornerstonefirst.com. Well, we've pretty well used up the hour and the afternoon, as a matter of fact. Again, our thanks to Pastor Johnson for coming by and sharing his heart and ministry with us. And again, if you want to check out the book, it's Grace That Overcomes. Grace That Overcomes. Get it on Amazon, or you can get it at their website, BethelCityOfHope.com. Hey, folks, I hope you have a great weekend. I hope there's a church to which you will be fellowshipping and worshiping over the weekend. And by the Lord's grace, we'll do it again on Monday. See you then.
Need a plumber? Need drain cleaning? Toilets not working? Call A-Action for Plumbing. Our plumbing team is awesome and clean. Call 703-922-1900.
Listen to Pathway to Victory with Robert Jeffress, weeknights at 7 here on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM WAVA FM and HD1 Arlington. Life changing.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.